Well, female politicians have continued to call out bullying and intimidation in federal parliament. And in the search for answers about why it appears so cruel, some are now citing new contributing factors like the constant state of crisis management when governments have narrow majorities and the way politics can work down at the branch level of the parties. The list of those calling out bad behaviour now includes the former Foreign Minister Julie Bishop, though some in politics are still saying it's nothing more than very robust. But if there is a problem, where did it come from and what is the impact on the political process and our politicians' ability to do their job for us? Catherine Gregory has been asking those questions across the political spectrum. Here's what she found.
Last month's leadership spill opened up a Pandora's box, revealing allegations of bullying and intimidation within federal parliament. And those Liberals who have come forward say it wasn't just a one-off. Instead, it reflects a toxic political culture that exists across the political spectrum and it goes back decades. Mal Washer is a former WA Liberal MP.
I think that was always there to a degree, and I'm very pro-women's rights, right? But it wasn't exclusively anti-female. To some degree, and some degree I'm telling fibs, I think guys like to bully women a bit more, but it was across the board a bit, yeah.
Mal Washer left politics in 2013. As a doctor, he saw firsthand the emotional and physical toll political life was taking on parliamentary colleagues, men and women.
So there's a lot of stress, right? So that can be difficult and emotionally draining.
But he thinks things have become far worse in Canberra, particularly since minority governments became the norm.
When you don't have hung parliaments and you've got a fairly good majority, it's much more easy going, right? It's when it gets to the cutting edge, when you've got every person counts, every vote counts, then it gets much worse, right? Because you're in crisis management.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale says it's getting even harder, particularly with what he calls a thriving narcissism.
Look, I've spoken with politicians across the political divide and there's no question that for many of them, they find it very difficult. And let's remember, many Australians have had a history of anxiety and depression. And to be in an environment like that, where the behaviour is so aggressive, so toxic, so personal, of course it has an impact on them.
Professor Karen Phelps is a doctor and public health advocate. She may also be tilting for Malcolm Turnbull's recently vacated seat of Wentworth as an independent.
This is a really major health issue. We know that MPs and senators are isolated from their family and community for a large chunk of their time, and so it's even more important that there is a supportive environment. And it's important not only for their health themselves, but it's also important to the nation for their work performance to be at its optimum.
Karen Phelps hopes politics is on the cusp of its own Me Too movement. Because if it doesn't happen, she's worried that more good people will be turned off from entering politics, particularly women.
I think there's an unknown quantity of men and women in the community with the skills to be able to represent their constituencies who are saying, I don't want to go into that environment because it's not healthy for me.
There's also concern that the toxic culture in politics is self-perpetuating, starting from the grassroots level. Mal Washer again.
I'm taking the Liberal Party in the West. A lot of the people pre-selected are pre-selected because of their power of religious group, because they can stack their branches far more easily to get the voting. They've got the power to put people out on the ground. And the Labor Party, I'm sure, has got the similar things. So we have problem pre-selecting people that are balanced. And then, of course, you get this culture. And anyone with any damned ability, either on the Labor or Liberal side of politics, would say, what the hell would I want to do that for?
Labor's Claire O'Neill agrees the culture does feed on itself.
One of the big concerns is that the people who would have the capacity to change the culture in politics are the very people who are getting turned off and not getting involved.
But she doesn't think it comes from the bottom or in the branch party room meetings.
At a lower level in political parties, the environment's nothing like it is in federal politics.
So is politics actually experiencing a talent drain from the bottom up? Young Labor doesn't think so. Geith Gegenege is the president of the New South Wales branch.
Some people have been energised and motivated to get in and kind of campaign. There is a bit of a deterrence, but I think at the end of the day, people get involved in politics to make a difference. They want to see changes in our community and society. And a lot of the young people are getting activated now to kind of make those changes. And the best way to change things, I guess, is to change the government.
Federal Independent MP Cathy McGowan thinks the damage from recent political turmoil is limited. While she commends the women who have come forward with bullying allegations, she says she's not aware of any complaints personally.
I have been a player, and I'm currently a player in a really high-stakes game, and I understand that. The way I'm treated is excellent.
She also thinks Parliament is a naturally combative zone.
Parliament democracy is a competition, and to want everybody to be behaving really nicely defies logic. So to me, it's a bit like an AFL grand final. I'm not naive about the competitive place that I'm playing.
Federal Independent MP Cathy McGowan, Catherine Gregory with that report.